SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, I'm Kerry Lee, your host today right here on NITV Radio. Welcome to the program for today. And I can tell you, coming up on the show this hour, we check out all the latest weather information as we keep a very close eye on the cyclone that is Alfred. And it is indeed bearing down over parts of southeast Queensland and some parts of northern New South Wales. Coming up later in the program, we'll get all the latest weather information from the Bureau of Meteorology. We'll also check in this hour with Dan Rennie, NITV News Queensland correspondent and based in Brisbane, for all the latest wild weather reports from up that way. And also, we spoke to Auntie Christine, and now Auntie is a language teacher and based at Moreton Bay. And according to some news reports, Moreton Bay is one of those regions and areas in Queensland that is in the firing line, apparently, for this cyclone Alfred. So more on that later. And in just a moment, all the latest SBS news you need to know for this Wednesday, the 5th day of March 2025. In this bulletin, northern New South Wales residents hoping for the best but preparing for the worst of Cyclone Alfred. And the UN hails a new proposal for Gaza's reconstruction. And also in SBS News Sport today, Football Australia defends delays on a promised security task force. The Prime Minister has spoken in Brisbane as Cyclone Alfred approaches the Queensland coast. Amid expectations, it will make landfall around 2 a.m. on Friday morning. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says the Category 2 storm will force the closure of schools and cancellation of elective surgeries and public transport on Thursday and Friday. Almost 70 people were evacuated from South Stradbroke Island overnight, and evacuation centres have been set up in both Queensland and northern New South Wales. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government is providing an additional 250,000 sandbags to the Queensland government, adding the Australian Defence Force has been engaged to support communities through the weather event.
We've activated the Australian Government Disaster Response Plan, a crisis coordination team, and deployed liaison officers. We've convened the National Coordination Mechanism to assist with the coordination of the Commonwealth Government response. And what that means is that very quickly, Services Australia can be on the ground, making sure that people get that assistance when they need it.
The government has reacted angrily to speculation that Cyclone Alfred in Queensland could affect the timing of the Prime Minister's federal election announcement. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says the PM says he has been focused on the potential crises in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, receiving regular briefings on the weather system. She says rumours about the relationship between the election date and the cyclone are crass and without foundation. And an election must be held by May 17th this year, but there is growing expectation the Prime Minister will call an election to be held on April the 12th. And the Grand Mufti of Australia has called for laws to protect all religions and sects equally, following alleged online threats to a mosque in Sydney. Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad has told SBS Arabic beliefs should not be used as a basis for targeting people.
It's very important that people are not targeted simply because they belong to a certain faith or religion. So we say that it's very important that laws are issued to protect religions, and there is no selective protection for a certain group. But rather, we want protection to be general protection for all Australians who live on this land.
The Grand Mufti has confirmed to SBS Arabic he has received calls of solidarity from several communities, including Jewish and Christian groups. New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip has released a separate statement saying no Australians should have to fear for their safety when attending their place of worship. And a former male nurse has been charged over his appearance in a video that allegedly contained threats against Israeli patients. New South Wales police have confirmed the 27-year-old man was arrested at Sutherland Police Station and charged with using a carriage service to menace as well as drug offences. A woman has already been charged over the video, allegedly broadcast from a hospital in Bankstown and circulated online. And Hamas has welcomed an alternative proposal for the reconstruction of Gaza by a group of Arab leaders at an emergency summit in Egypt. Egypt's plan foresees rebuilding Gaza by 2030, with the first phase involving the removal of unexploded ordnance and clearing more than 50 million tonnes of rubble. The proposal also involves Hamas ceding power to an interim administration of political independence until a reformed Palestinian Authority can assume control. The draft plan has been given a lukewarm reception by Israel and the White House, but UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there is no sustainable future for Gaza that is not part of a viable Palestinian state.
Any transitional arrangements must be designed to achieve unified Palestinian governance within an agreed and limited time frame. There can be no recovery without an end to the occupation, no justice without accountability for violations of international law, and no sustainable reconstruction without a clear and principled political horizon.
Thousands of residents in Japan have been evacuated as the country's biggest wildfire in decades continues to spread. Aerial footage shows heavy white smoke rising and fires blazing at night from a forested area near the northeastern city of Ufanutu. Firefighters have been struggling to contain the blaze after it first broke out on February 26 due to dry air. Local media reporting that the size of the fire had surpassed the previous record set in 1992. Local school teacher Marae Nakawatari says her students are struggling to deal with the disaster.
Some students are very discouraged and heartbroken by the fire. One showed me a picture of their house burning down and said to me, "There's nothing left." Another said, "Even if I get into a high school, I don't know where I could stay for that."
Ukraine's ambassador to Australia has called for more aid in the wake of the US changing position on support of his country. Vasyl Mishinichenko says Kiev would work with an incoming Australian government following the federal election as it requests more support in the form of armoured Bushmaster vehicles and more tanks due to be decommissioned. But he remains concerned over the US position on Ukraine. He says Donald Trump's recent statements and criticism of Volodymyr Zelensky is sending tectonic signals about its commitment to security in the Pacific. And NASA says two astronauts stranded in space are now just a weeks away from finally returning to Earth. The space agency says replacements are on the way to the International Space Station so that Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams can come home later in March. William and Williams have now spent 9 months in space. They had originally expected to be gone just over a week or so when they launched last June aboard Boeing's new Starliner capsule, making its crew debut after years of delay. And a new project is underway to help multiple sclerosis patients by encouraging the brain to repair itself. in MS, the immune system, mistakenly attacks myelin, disrupting these signals and leading to debilitating symptoms such as fatigue, mobility issues, and cognitive challenges. Project leader Dr. Jessica Fletcher from the Menzies Institute for Medical Research at the University of Tasmania says her team is examining how to activate the brain's natural repair system by boosting the activity of myelin, producing cells called oligodendrocytes.
If we can actually promote myelin repair, we can potentially prevent and or reverse this neuron death, leading to less neurological disabilities and improve the quality of life for people with MS.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And this year's Great Book Swap is now underway in schools and organisations across Australia. The swap is hosted by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, which says the idea is to swap a book in exchange for a gold coin donation. Last year, the foundation gifted over 135,000 books to nearly 500 remote communities through their book supply program. And in 2025, the foundation says it's hoping to raise $300,000. Chief Executive Officer Ben Bowen has told NITV their aim is to provide First Nations communities with books that reflect their own cultures, languages and experiences.
It's really about getting kids to drive their own literacy and show you how excited they are. And it goes against what we hear about a lot of our communities where our kids aren't interested in books. It's really hard for us, as you can see the books behind us, to keep kids away from them when they're the right type of book.
And now to sport. A task force, Football Australia, promised to set up to tackle antisocial fan behaviour following a Melbourne derby pitch invasion has yet to be established. FA Chief Executive James Johnson said at the time the task force would ensure Australia was a world leader in stadium security. But more than 2 years on, several A-League clubs, the Australian Professional Leagues and the Players Union, Professional Footballers Australia, say they have yet to see the task force's complete findings. Football Australia has released a statement that says plenty of work has been done and that they take the safety and security of all fans, players and officials seriously. And now a look at today's weather around the nation. Perth, sunny, 38. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 28. Melbourne, cloudy, 25. Hobart, cloudy, 29. Canberra, 28. Wollongong, shower to 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, showers, 26. Brisbane, cyclone possible, 26. Cairns, sunny, 33. And Darwin in the top end, shower or two and 35 degrees. You're tuned in to NITV Radio right across Australia today with me. I'm Kerry Lee, your host. It's very deadly to be with you this hour. And you might have heard in the news is quite a large tropical cyclone. Their name is Alfred. It's a life-threatening flash flooding warning as evacuations do begin, according to reports from SBS News today. And it seems, yes, evacuations are underway and destructive winds are ramping up as tropical cyclone Alfred heads towards the Queensland coast. That's right. The cyclone has made an abrupt U-turn towards southeast Queensland, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. Coming up later in the program, we'll get all the latest from the senior forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology. But time now to take some time out and go to some music. And we are thinking of all the Murray mob up there in Brisbane and Queensland today. And along the coastline, we're thinking of all the mob in far northern New South Wales regions as well, who might be affected by this wild weather in some parts of Australia today. So we've got a song now. It's from an album, I'm sorry, now say it back, by Thelma Plum. And it's all about the beautiful river that winds around that beautiful big city of Brisbane. This is The Brown Snake right here on NITV Radio. You're listening to Us Mob right here on NITV Radio, and the very deadly sounds there from Thelma Plum, a recent single release from her from the album. I'm sorry, now say it back. That was The Brown Snake, and you would have heard her singing up the deadly river, that is, that beautiful Brisbane River up there, which is no doubt being affected by the wild weather conditions up there. I did see some news reports overnight that even the ferries are being taken out of the water in preparation for what is Cyclone Alfred headed towards Brisbane. You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee, your host today, taking you through this hour. I do hope you're having a deadly fine day, whatever you're doing across Australia. And if you're in southeast Queensland and some parts of northern New South Wales, I do hope you're keeping safe and staying deadly today with your community and your family. Please do take care out there in your community. And on the roads today, you mob, it's wild weather across some parts of Queensland and some parts of northern New South Wales. In just a moment, all the latest news from the community in Queensland. That's right. We recently, a short time ago, touched base with one very deadly auntie who let us know all the latest from on the ground. Auntie Christine is a Gubbi Gubbi language teacher and Aboriginal cultural educator and hails from the Moreton Bay area. And if you've listened to some news reports over the last day or so, you would know that some news reports are saying that Moreton Bay is basically in the firing line for this Cyclone Alfred. We'll touch base in just a moment. In fact, right now, coming up with NITV Radio's Nairi Packy.
This is Auntie Christine from Bulliyabin, one of the General Aboriginal Services based up in Queensland in Moreton Bay. We're touching base with people out in community at the moment, and you're based in Moreton Bay. What are you seeing?
What I'm seeing is just, you know, it's, at the moment it's very windy. It's just started to get windy and it's very overcast here. I can see that there's a lot of people out and about, you know, getting prepared for tomorrow. And also, you know, I know I've heard from some schools that they're going to be closed tomorrow and definitely Friday and even maybe Monday when I was talking to another school. So hopefully, you know, it's, you know, the weather, you know, sort of doesn't go really bad and hopefully everybody stays safe.
And making sure that you're taking care of yourself too?
Oh, yeah. So, no, I actually had to go out and do some jobs tomorrow and that, but they've been cancelled and that. So, and to another day, tomorrow and Friday and even maybe Monday. And that's just to be safe. Everybody's just being cautious and, you know, cause they don't want to, you know, because you can't predict the weather. You don't really know, you know, what's going to happen. So they're just being safe. Yeah, I could sort of tell them that, you know, the shops are empty. So, you know, the yeah, everybody's out there, you know, in the shops buying everything and the traffic is, everybody's out and about, you know, stocking up and you know, getting prepared for tomorrow. I can see it because I'm out at the moment and I can see everyone is out in the shops, you know, getting what they need and people, you know, they don't want to be out tomorrow.
So you work a lot in the schools and out in community. What are you seeing with people getting prepared at the moment?
Yeah, no, I have my own business. I have my own business. I mainly go to schools. And that, yep. So that's why I know the schools are closed tomorrow and Friday and maybe even Monday. So, yeah, so I'm sort of out in the community and out in the in schools and childcare centres. And, yeah, and a lot of them are quite worried and they do sort of, you know, they don't want people to be out and about when they don't really need to and just want to make sure everybody's safe. Everybody's helping each other and you know, especially here in the Moreton Bay area, everyone's, you know, texting each other and there's a lot of messages that are coming out. You know, we're getting a lot of messages on our phones, you know, getting a warning about it. So, yeah, they've done quite well in preparing everyone.
That's good that you're getting constant alerts. I hope you stay safe.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Ani Christine talking to Nairi Pakai for NITV Radio.
That's right. Thank you, Nairi Pakai. And we just heard there also from the lovely Auntie Christine, who's keeping safe up there in the Moreton Bay area. And it was good to hear that Auntie is, keeping safe and on the ground and with her family there. And Auntie is a Gubbi Gubbi language teacher and Aboriginal cultural educator from Moreton Bay, and also practices her work with students in Caboolture and the Noosa region as well. And thank you very much for being so generous with your words there, Auntie Christine, today. And thank you, Nairi Pakai, right here on NITV Radio. We're keeping a very close watch on that big cyclone, that's off the coast of southeast Queensland, up off the coast of Murray Country today, and of course bearing down also on some parts of northern New South Wales. If you're affected by the wild weather today, I do hope you're keeping safe. I do hope you're keeping your eye out on social media for all the latest weather warnings through the SES, of course, the State Emergency Service, throughout Queensland and New South Wales. And there are also weather reports and updates from the Bureau of Meteorology. And did I mention their MOB, Bureau of Meteorology, senior forecaster Jonathan will be joining us a little bit later in the program for all the latest weather reports on Cyclone Alfred. Coming up soon, Dan Sultan on your radio, but first we're going to go to a short break. There is a Cyclone Alfred up bearing down on the coast of southeast Queensland and also some parts of northern New South Wales for all the mob affected by the wild weather in the region today. I do hope you're keeping okay today. I hope you're safe, and I do hope that if you are travelling on the region's roads that you are keeping well and safe on the roads today too. There's traffic out and about everywhere. Do watch out and keep a lookout for all the various weather warnings. They're all over social media. There's reports from the Bureau of Meteorology and weather warnings as well. And there's also updates from the SES from Queensland and New South Wales as well. And coming up in just a moment, I'll be joined by Dan Rennie with all the latest on what's happening in Brisbane with this Cyclone Alfred approaching.
Look, as we've sort of come to know with these things, it's better to be safe than sorry, plan for the worst and hope for the best. And I think that's what many are doing around here. Albeit the panic buying, it's something I still don't get my head around. The toilet paper and water, what's doing there, Kerry Lee?
And have you walked into supermarkets and experienced items missing off the shelves? And tell us about that.
Well, I walked in, and straight away you met with the fruit and veggie or lack thereof. In my case, there was nothing. Everything was gone. We'll have a bit of an update tonight on NITV News, but I got some footage of the fruit and veg and bread, and then of course water and toilet paper. So they're the hot items here in Brisbane for the cyclone.
That's full on, Braz. What do you do for money or food if there's none in the shops? I don't know. You can't go out bush easily, eh?
Yeah, no, you're not going anywhere, really. I mean, mob on the islands are evacuating. Gari has been completely evacuated. In Jirabar, there are people still leaving now, and we're hoping to catch up with the lovely Delvine Cockatoo Collins, who's currently on a barge on her way back. So we're going to try and get her for the news tonight as well. But look, better to be safe than sorry. I think that's the key message here, and it doesn't really hurt just to take a couple of extra precautions. But what I will say is my partner was just out and about on the roads before, and people are sort of losing their minds a little bit. It's probably just a good reminder to just look after each other at these times. Don't take more than you need. Stay safe on the roads, particularly with the wet weather and hazardous conditions. So yeah, let's help each other out.
That's it. And be there for your community at this time. Be there for your neighbours. Be there for maybe the elders who may not have mob Yeah, to check in on them. I can tell you, once upon a time, I did spend a night by myself, all alone, in a little flat in Cooktown, and there was a big cyclone bearing down, Dan. I've never been more scared in my life. It was a very scary night and a very long night. With the windows rattling and shaking and the sound of that wind that is just like a loud roar of a freight train coming through.
You put me there, Curly. I'm right there in that eye of the cyclone with you. Very, very descriptive. I don't think we're going to get anything quite like that. It's a Category 2 storm, which should make landfall somewhere between the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast, which is a huge, huge area, if you can sort of just picture that on a map. Quite a large large area and many, many residents in that area. And, you know, when we talk about the cyclones like you had up in Cooktown there or Woodjill, or even Darwin. These are places that are not as densely populated as the southeast pocket and the northern rivers of northern New South Wales. So a lot of people here. Category 2 cyclone, it will bring some heavy winds and a lot of rain. If we take the proper precautions, everyone should be safe and sound.
Thanks so much for your time today, Dan Rennie. And, of course, we can watch your news report on the latest on Cyclone Alfred tonight on the television.
You can. Thanks, Curly.
Thanks for that update. And stay safe up there. And I do hope you're having an okay kind of day wherever you may be listening to us, Mob. You may be tuned in to your television set where you're listening to NITV Radio on SBS One. Maybe you're tuned in on your digital device where you can listen to our program on your phone, on your mobs or your tablet, and also your laptop or your desktop computer. We're here, there and everywhere, right across Australia, NITV Radio, as we bring you all the latest news today, all the latest wild weather news from the coast of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, as we keep track of Cyclone Alfred. I'm Kerry Lee. My pleasure to be with you on the radio as we take you through this hour. And I'm filling in for Luana Grant today, who is your usual Wednesday host right here on the wireless. And coming up now for you in just a moment, in fact, we have a very special interview. A short time ago, I caught up with senior forecaster Jonathan Howe at the Bureau of Meteorology, and we spoke about all the latest weather information that you need to know for this Wednesday. And if any of you Mob are out there and experiencing any of the wild weather conditions today, please do take care out there. Please do stay safe. NITV Radio, we got you this hour, taking you through the hour with some content, interviews and some deadly tunes. So do listen out for local emergency warnings in your area and do, of course, try to keep update. Apparently, there is emergency and weather information all over social media there as well. Right here on NITV Radio, all the latest weather news coming up right after this short break. Right here on NITV Radio, and time now to check in with the Bureau of Meteorology and senior forecaster Jonathan Howe. Welcome to NITV Radio this afternoon, Jonathan.
Hi, Carolee. Thanks for having me.
What's the latest on Cyclone Alfred out of Queensland and New South Wales?
So Tropical Cyclone Alfred is currently a Category 2 system sitting around 400 kilometres to the east of Brisbane and also the Gold Coast. It is now moving back towards the west, and we are expecting to see it cross the coast on Friday morning. So initially, we had forecast that it was going to cross the coast late on Thursday night, but the latest computer modelling does show that the system will actually slow down slightly, and we are expecting it to cross the coast between Maroochydore and Coolangatta on Friday morning, most likely between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So we are expecting to see, before that landfall, very strong winds continuing along coastal areas. We've already seen wind gusts of more than 100 kilometres an hour at Byron Bay. Those will continue and extend into inland areas through the rest of today and then into Thursday. And we're also seeing some quite heavy showers pushing across the coast. We can expect those showers to continue through Wednesday and really become heavier and intense into Thursday. So there are a number of warnings that we would like people to keep an eye on. First, there is a tropical cyclone warning that extends from Double Island Point on the northern part of the Sunshine Coast all the way down to Yamba in the Northern Rivers part of New South Wales. So that includes Maroochydore, the Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, the Gold Coast, Cape Byron, Lismore, Ballina, and many other locations across the Northern Rivers. And that's for those gale force winds coming through. But we also do have a number of severe weather warnings, and these extend outside that tropical cyclone warning area. So we do have a warning that extends all the way from Gympie in the north, right round to the Brisbane western suburbs, including Geton, just around Warwick Way, then right down into places down towards Grafton in New South Wales. And even though we won't see the strongest impacts from the cyclone hit these areas, we will still see heavy to intense rainfall and damaging to destructive winds. And of course, we are expecting to see widespread moderate to major flooding. So we do urge communities to keep an eye on the latest warnings from the Bureau of Meteorology over the next few days.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the weather forecast we're expecting today and the next few days for Queensland and New South Wales? Perhaps you can tell us about the surf conditions.
Yeah, so of course, on the water, we are seeing damaging surf as well. That's creating quite a bit of significant coastal erosion that will continue for the rest of the day into Thursday. And then Thursday night, as the cyclone approaches the coast, we'll also see that storm surge coming through. What that means is that we will see inundation of some of those low-lying areas on the foreshore, and some of those coastal suburbs could become flooded late Thursday into Friday as the system approaches the coast. We also would like to sort of remind people that as the system across the coast, we will see those very strong winds picking up. But then right in the centre of the cyclone, we may see those winds calm down for a few hours, but that doesn't mean the danger period is over, because we will see the other side of the centre come through, and we'll see those very strong winds from the other side of the cyclone coming through. So we do remind people to keep an eye on that warning and to be aware that if you are right in the centre of the cyclone, you will see a period of very calm winds before those winds pick up again from the opposite direction. And with that heavy rainfall, we are expecting to see the worst of impacts on the southern flank of the cyclone. So that does include the Gold Coast and the Northern Rivers parts of New South Wales. There are a number of rivers which could go into moderate to major flooding. These include the Tweed, the Brunswick, the Wilsons and the Richmond and Clarence and Arara rivers in New South Wales. And in southeast Queensland, the Mary, Noosa, Sunshine Coast rivers, Pine and Caboolture, and parts of the Brisbane River, in addition to other creeks and rivers. So we do remind listeners to keep across the latest flood information, especially as that rain starts to come down later tomorrow.
If listeners want to get the latest, what website can they go to, please, Jonathan?
For the latest information and warnings on Tropical Cyclone Alfred, please visit www.bom.gov.au, and you can see our warnings on that page. Of course, we do remind listeners to keep across the latest information and warnings also coming out of police and local emergency services, and always follow all advice from these people.
Jonathan Howe, Senior Forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology today. Thank you so much for the latest weather update regarding Cyclone Alfred. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right here on NITV Radio, too deadly to get all the latest on the wild weather conditions today that some mob are experiencing across some parts of southeast Queensland and also northern New South Wales. Do take it easy. Do stay safe out there. If you are in the midst of the wild weather, do stay safe. And drive very safe on our roads as well out there. There's very wild weather around some parts of Australia today, and we are keeping an eye on things and giving you all the latest information on the cyclone that is Alfred bearing down on the coast of Australia this afternoon. It is expected to hit landfall, according to weather reports. And as you heard, the meteorologist there from the Bureau of Meteorology, landfall on Thursday or early Friday morning, according to all reports at this stage. There you go. I'd also like to thank Dan Rennie, NITV News Queensland correspondent, for all the latest information from Brisbane today as well. Don't forget, you can catch NITV News today and on tonight on your TV screens or on your digital device. And you can catch it on SBS On Demand as well for all the latest news from across Australia, including that of Cyclone Alfred, which is affecting some of us mob around Australia, not only today, but the last few days and heading into the next couple of days as well. A lot of mob are going to be affected. Well, we're going to take a look at weather for the rest of Australia right now as we come to you live from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And Perth or Borloo, sunny today, a beautiful 38 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 28. Melbourne or Naam, cloudy, 25. Hobart, cloudy and 19. Canberra, partly cloudy and 28 degrees today. Wollongong, shower or two, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. And Newcastle, showers, 26. And Brisbane, cyclone possible, 26. Cairns in the far north of Queensland with the Bummer Mob. A big hello to Bummer Mob listening today. Sunny and 33 degrees. And Darwin in the top end of Australia. Today, the weather up that way, a shower or two, and 35 degrees. I'm Kerry Lee, your host. Thanks so much for your company this hour as we take you through the program that is NITV Radio.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.